This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. A few weeks ago on the show, I talked with Bill Flanagan. He's a longtime music industry insider and an executive at MTV. And his new novel, Evening's Empire, is a funny, wistful look at the rock business. The book's narrator is an Englishman who reminisces about his 40 years managing the Ravens, a fictional British band of the second or probably third tier. When I talked with Flanagan in January, he read a passage from the novel that included some lyrics by the band's bass player, Simon Potts.
Simon sang, "He's at war with all the hypocrites. He's at war with the sexually repressed misfits. He's at war with the bullies of physically fit. He's at war with the ones who always quit. He's at war with the military parasites. He's at war with their quaint historical sites. He's at war with the forces of permanent night. He's at war with the perfumed hermaphrodites." The song rumbled on through another five verses like a dying trolley bus. It ended with a refrain of, "He's at war with them all. He's at war with them all. He's at war with them all," repeated like the pulse of a toothache.
So we asked you to take those lyrics for He's at War, set them to your own music, and create a music video. And the submissions we got were brilliant.
Extremely impressive.
Bill Flanagan is now back in Studio 360 to judge the entries. Bill Flanagan, welcome back to Studio 360.
Thank you, Kurt. You know, I feel very much like Dr. Frankenstein faced with the monster he's created.
So do we have a couple of runners-up?
Run, Jane, Run did the best song. Go! You know, if you were actually turning on the radio, the one that you wouldn't turn off, they have to lose a few points for that because they kind of made an upbeat new wave song. And, you know, Simon hates new wave.
He's at war with all the hypocrites. He's at war with the sexually repressed misfits.
The one thing that I actually thought was kind of brilliant was that they moved the chorus up to the front like a Motown song. So I guess, you know, Run, Jane, Run, whoever you are, you are only coming in last because you did the best job.
And so next up among the finalists?
Next up, the food chain. It was identified as AIBBAC, which was a rendition with absolutely no melody, which I think is something that Simon would appreciate. And you know, he absolutely captured the morbidity of Simon Pott.
Yeah.
This guy, he must read a lot of Edgar Allan Poe.
He's at war with all of the hypocrites.
It reminds me of so many small venues I wish I hadn't been in around 1970.
Yeah, that feeling that, oh my gosh, this is going to be a long night.
Yeah, and it's not going to change that much over the next 2 hours.
It's like you better start drinking and just try to get yourself right down to this.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's excellent. Excellently bad. And I also, I want to let people know that they can go to studio360.org and see all the videos.
Yes. Oh, man. And you haven't experienced this till you've seen all the videos. People really threw themselves into it. Now, the final two, boy, it was really hard to pick. Both of these, it was like meeting Simon. I think that's probably a Twilight Zone episode in there somewhere where, you know, an author's characters come looking for him.
Yes.
So I guess that I would say that the first runner-up is Half Standing.
He's a wolf. With all the hypocrites.
The only way I could decide that not to give him the blue ribbon was there's some kind of disco drums that come in. That was a deal breaker. I didn't think that Simon, with his, you know, total dedication to the worst of late 60s heavy British blues rock, probably would have had anything as sprightly on the kit. Although there was some theremin that sounded like it might have been right up Simon's alley. And you can see the dungeon opening right now. And I love the vocal. So, you know, I guess that brings us to the winner. It brings us, you know, by a hair, because everybody had something compelling about them, to Toad Salad. What really put me over the top was that the guy looked like Simon. And whether this fella just happened to look like that and he'd been waiting for this opportunity.
This is like a Twilight Zone episode, isn't it?
It is frighteningly, or, you know, an EC comic from 1954 or something.
Yeah.
He's at war with all the hypocrites. He's at war with the sexually repressed misfits. He's at war with the bullies of physically fit. He's at war with the ones who always quit.
Always He's got the blues. I love that.
Yes, yes.
He also does a total Whitnail and I when he gets to the line, perfumed hermaphrodite.
Perfumed hermaphrodite.
And somehow this guy, to me, in the Simon Potsian way, conveys this sense of both being overeducated and stupid. Do you know?
Well, that's it. That's the fine line that we're looking for. Is exactly right. A person who's just stupid is not funny. You know that. But a person who thinks he's really smart and is actually stupid, that's funny. And I think that's exactly what Toad Salad nailed here. Simon is absolutely invulnerable in his self-regard, and it is not going to be interfered with by any objective reality that tells him that he stinks.
Well, we've done quite a thing here, creating a whole a nostalgia festival for...
bad music that never existed.
Exactly.
We brought something into the universe. What more can artists do?
Exactly. Bill Flanagan, thank you very much.
Kurt, thanks for bringing... Welcome to my nightmare, man.
Bill Flanagan is the author of Evening's Empire. Thanks to everybody who entered our challenge. And you can watch the winning video and find the links to the rest of them at studio360.org.
With them. Down a bit.